You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a turbulent build-up to the Tour de France for Team Sky rider and defending champion Chris Froome. He was only cleared to race in this year's event during the week. The 33-year-old recorded abnormally high levels of nasenthe drug salbutamol at last year's Vuelta. World Cycling's governing body, the UCI, was put under pressure to settle the case either way by the Tour de France organisers. Now he's been given the all-clear to race, Froome admits to being relieved.
Extremely grateful now that all the facts have been established, and to be able to draw a line behind this episode now and to move on and focus on bike racing again. I've started from the point that I knew that I didn't do anything wrong, so I always had hope that we'd get to this point, and this point is finally here.
Dutch rival Tom Dumoulin finished runner-up to Froome at the Giro d'Italia, and he couldn't disguise his anger.
Of course, it's hurting the reputation, and fans are probably walking away from this sport because of stupid things like this. I'm pretty angry with that. Yeah, it's just how the case has been handled. It's really not how it should be.
The next 3 weeks will decide if Froome can ignore his detractors to win his fifth Tour de France crown. As always, SBS will have extensive online and TV coverage of the great race, beginning on Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. The Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Tournament is now underway, and all eyes here will be on how the Australian contingent goes. With Daria Gavrilova meeting Sam Stosur in the women's second round, there will be at least one Australian woman into the third round this year. In the men's draw, Roger Federer's progress, as always, will be closely watched. He's now 36 years old and still defying expectations to be in contention to add to his record 20 major wins. The Swiss has won 8 Wimbledon titles and is rarely lost for words. But after his first round win, he took a moment to gather his thoughts when asked about comments from Serena Williams that she wouldn't retire until he did.
I guess it's a good thing. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a good thing for her or because maybe she wanted to play longer or shorter. I don't know. But I'm sure she was joking. So let's be honest for a second.
Williams, who is also 36 years old, is playing her first Wimbledon since the birth of her first child. In the NRL, there are only 3 matches over the weekend due to next Wednesday's final State of Origin match. The Penrith Panthers play the Warriors on Friday evening, the Canterbury Bulldogs and the Canberra Raiders meet on Saturday evening, while on Sunday, it's the Gold Coast Titans and the Brisbane Broncos in a Queensland derby. The AFL community has been left stunned by the sudden retirement of Hawthorn star player Cyril Rioli, retiring at the age of 28. His club goes into its first match without the 4-time premiership player against the Western Bulldogs on Saturday night. In Super Netball, the New South Wales Swifts and the Giants derby is one of the feature matches of the first ever Indigenous round this weekend. Specially designed dresses will be worn by all teams, and for Giants player Sam Pullman, the fact she is friends with the team's dress designer makes the occasion even more special.
Yeah, we absolutely love them and are super proud to wear them on Sunday. I think for me personally, there's a little connection between the designer and myself as an athlete, but I think what it represents is what we're all about at the Giants. So yeah, we're really excited for Sunday.
The Indigenous round aligns with the start of NAIDOC Week celebrations. And finally in sport, the close tussle for the Formula One world title continues over the weekend. The British Grand Prix takes place at Silverstone, with Germany's Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari leading British Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton by a single point. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.